We're glad you're listening to Rhema for Today.
Later on in the book of Acts, we see that God made an evangelist out of Philip. We see it happening right here. It was the Holy Ghost anointing Philip to preach. It was the Holy Ghost through the Word that convicted those people and brought them to Christ. It was the Holy Ghost through the Word that recreated their spirits and imparted unto them eternal life. It was the Holy Ghost that bore witness with their spirits that they were children of God. It was the Holy Ghost in operation in Philip's ministry in the gifts of healings being in operation, for they were healings. And in the demons being cast out, for they were miracles.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, the Holy Spirit series, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Now you can see it again, and we need to go over these things. I've covered it before, but I wanted to reiterate today. In the 8th chapter of Acts, notice again, please. And this will catch folks up who haven't been in the services on what we've said, and then we'll go on from there, you see. I've learned from experience, friends, you have to reiterate teaching if you want to build it into the spirits and hearts of folks. Just because you said it one time, people don't get it. Now, you see, in the 8th chapter of Acts, we have it in action here now. Now, in the 8th chapter of Acts, in the 5th verse, got your Bibles open there now? Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with a loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them. And many taken with palsies, and that were lame, were healed. And there was great joy in that city. Now notice the 12th verse. But when they believed Philip, preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Then Simon himself believed also. And when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which were done. Now verse 14. Now when the apostles, which were at Jerusalem, heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who, when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. The 17th verse said, then laid they their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. Now to me, that's very plain, because here Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And when they believed, the preaching of Philip, hallelujah, they were baptized, both men and women. Now then, notice this. Up until the time that Peter and John were sent unto them, the Holy Ghost isn't mentioned in this chapter. Christ is mentioned. Baptism, this is water baptism, is mentioned. Believing is mentioned. Miracles is mentioned. Healings is mentioned. Great joy in the city is mentioned. But the word, the name, Holy Ghost, isn't there. Well, though the Holy Ghost isn't mentioned, friends, you can see him there, can't you? Philip went down to Samaria and preached Christ unto them. Well, I know the Holy Ghost is there because this is a chapter. All you got to do is just turn right back to the 6th chapter and you'll find that Philip was full of the Holy Ghost because they chose 7 men of honest report and full of the Holy Ghost, didn't they? Later on in the book of Acts, we see that God made an evangelist out of Philip. We see it happening right here. It was the Holy Ghost anointing Philip to preach. It was the Holy Ghost through the Word that convicted those people and brought them to Christ. It was the Holy Ghost through the Word that recreated their spirits and imparted unto them eternal life. It was the Holy Ghost that bore witness with their spirits that they were children of God. It was the Holy Ghost in operation in Philip's ministry in the gifts of healings being in operation, for they were healings. And in the demons being cast out, for they were miracles. Isn't that right? So he was there. I said the Holy Spirit was there. And they received Christ, and they received the new birth, and they received eternal life, and they were born again. But the early church, the disciples, and the early church believed that receiving the Holy Ghost as a person was a separate experience. Now when the apostles, which were at Jerusalem, heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who when they were come down, prayed for them. Now did they pray for them that they might be saved? No. Did they pray for them that they might accept Christ? No. Did they pray for them that they might be born again? No. Did they pray for them that they might receive eternal life? No. They prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. That's what they prayed for them for. They were already believers, weren't they? They prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. But you see, I began to see in my own experience on back yonder that I was saved, that I was born again, that I knew the Holy Spirit in that action. Yet that's not called receiving the Holy Ghost, that's called receiving Christ. And I knew I had the Holy Ghost anointing me to preach. And I knew that I even had some healings, and the Holy Spirit effects the healing that Jesus provided for us. But I could see very clearly that I needed to receive the Holy Ghost. Praise God. And so the early church and the disciples believed that receiving the Holy Ghost is an experience subsequent to salvation. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Praise God. So then, you see, that particular church teaching in the church world as a whole, that if you're saved, you have the Holy Ghost, and that's all the Holy Ghost there is, and there's just one Holy Ghost, and if you've got Him, well, that's it, is really misleading, and that statement is unscriptural. Because there's more than one experience in the Holy Spirit. Certainly there's just one Holy Spirit. Certainly. But come back to something Jesus said here, and I think you can see it a little more clearly now. Come back again to what Jesus said in the 14th chapter of John's Gospel, please. And in that 17th verse that we're looking at, well, we'll read both 16 and 17 again. And I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another Comforter, that He may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive. Now why can't the world receive Him? Because it seeth Him not, neither knoweth Him. But ye know Him, for He dwelleth with you and shall be in you. You see, a person then who is saved can receive the Holy Ghost because he knows Him. The world couldn't receive the Holy Ghost. They don't know Him. They might receive any kind of a spirit. There's more than one spirit out there. Are you listening to me? They're evil spirits. I said yesterday afternoon, it's one of the most dangerous things in the world to put sinners down seeking the Holy Ghost. Now, while I'm on the subject, let's go to the other side. In the church world, I'm speaking of the church world as a whole, you understand, then there is another extreme teaching on the other side about the Holy Ghost. There are those who teach and believe that no one is really saved. No one's really a Christian unless they have been filled with the Holy Ghost and spoken with other tongues. And these folks usually always put great emphasis on you got to be baptized by a certain baptismal font. Well, now let's see if that'll bear up under the light of the Scriptures. You can see right here, according to Jesus, that it wouldn't. Because if you're not a Christian till you receive this experience of the Holy Ghost and speak with other tongues, then Jesus told a lie here. Because if a person's not a Christian, he's of the world. Isn't he? I say, isn't he? And he said, whom the world can, even the Spirit of truth, whom I'll send even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. And that's the most dangerous thing in the world. Now, in my little brief limited experience, I've had to cast the devil out of a couple of individuals who were among those people and supposedly got the Holy Ghost, but really received an evil spirit.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's CD titled, Whatever You Need, God's Got It. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's 3-CD set entitled, It Shall Come to Pass. We're also offering Kenneth E. Hagin's book entitled, Your Faith in God Will Work. These three items for the special price of only $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Once again, worldwide homecoming,
yes,
winter Bible
so
seminar. It's coming up fast. It's February 16th through the 21st, a Sunday night through a Friday. And
yes.
On Sunday night, there's one service at 6 p.m., but on Monday through Friday, it's 8:30, 9:30, and 10:30 a.m., and then a 7:30 p.m.
service.
7 p.m. service.
Yes.
Yes.
And you know, the world is coming home. All a lot of the graduates from
all over the world.
Yes.
300 and something odd of them all over the world.
Yes.
And there will be on Thursday night. It's a special time. There will be
a
parade of flags.
Yes.
You just got to be here to see it and experience that. And it's right here on the Rhema USA campus. Just go to rhema.org/WBS,
yes,
and you can get all the information.
That's right. And there's some special leadership training for those working in the children's area, the youth area, the music and the media area. There's 9 hours that week of training for you. It's all free. And so we encourage you to come. And then, of course, at nighttime, we have children's services for those that are infants through the fifth grade.
Yes.
And just lots and lots of things.
Lots of things going on.
That's right.
Well, we want to thank you.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll free. 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his Holy Spirit series. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.